Good morning, Joe.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Welcome to April.
Yes, glad it's underway.
Absolutely. The daffodils look beautiful at Peacefield and all across the city.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Great sign of spring.
Something else I'm sure you're pleased about is the approval of the public safety complex by the city council last night.
Yes, and I should say right out of the box, I'm grateful to the city council for seeing the wisdom in this vote. As we've talked about, the old police station on C Street is an absolute disaster, has been on for a long time. Even the addition that was done in the 80s was a disaster right out of the box. So it's long overdue, not only for the men and women who serve, don the uniform every day, but for the public who come in and have services in the building. So it's going to be very energy efficient, certainly going to have all the bells and whistles of technology going forward. Be a first-class building that should be around for 100 years.
There was some concern about the cost, as you're well aware, even an effort to trim about 10% of the total cost, but that did fail. Are you concerned about the cost at all?
Listen, I'm always concerned about costs. You know, as the CEO of the city, we watch numbers every day. The flip side is I know that when I looked at some of the buildings that we've done in the city over the years, the ones that were done many years ago, back in the early 1900s, the old brick and granite are the ones that are still with us today and in great shape. You know, they're old sneakers, but they're solid. And, you know, I look at the police station addition in the 80s, as the Votech in the 60s, which is thankfully now gone. We've done some really poor jobs. The building I'm in, the glass building, is not the greatest building. And I think sometimes when you do things on the cheap, you only pay down the road. And by doing a building at first class right out of the box with great materials and the right technology, then it should be around for a long time. You know, for example, I heard that the roof was under discussion and whether we should have a slate roof or not. Well, a slate roof is good for a long, long time. I mean, look at City Hall, look at the Coddington building. We put new slate roofs on those. Just the City Hall, just, I don't know, it was 8 to 10 years ago when we did the project. And you know, that's the first time since 1844 it needed a roof. So you can put an asphalt shingle and do other things, but then, you know, you're paying for a new one in 20 or 25 years. So you can be sometimes penny-wise and pound-foolish. I understand the role of the council, and it's their job to keep the administration in check on finances and should question things, and that's their role. So I get that, but I do think this is an investment that the taxpayers and citizens will be very proud of for decades to come.
Is this the total cost of the project now, done and paid for?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the timeline going forward now?
Well, we should be seeing demolition going forward on the Bryan Post, the gas station, very near future. We're obviously working on transition of a building on Broad Street to move Father Bill's in as the temporary home while they figure out the long-term new structure on that same property on the other side of Broad Street. We're in the process of final location of the interim animal shelter. There's a lot of moving parts, as you know, to this. Then, of course, in addition to the demolition, you know, the civil engineering portion will begin. We've got, you know, the ground over there is tricky ground. It's not the most solid, so there's a lot of earthwork to be done as well. But, you know, the expectation is that we'll be open with the new facility in the fall of 2023. So about 2.5 years out.
And then obviously there'll have to be some kind of an interim or temporary plan put in place. The police station has to stay open around the clock, of course.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That building stays as it is until the new one's done. That'll be the last piece to go, actually. They're moving to the new building, and then that building will come down.
Okay.
I know a lot of people will be disappointed to see that building come down, but nonetheless, it has to come down.
I picture you behind the wheel of the excavator. is there actually going to be a name for the facility now that it's housing three different departments?
Well, it's public safety headquarters. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all public safety related, so, you know, obviously, the whole operation of the police department will be in there. The administration of the fire department will be in there. And, of course, the emergency management operation will be in there. So they work hand-in-hand anyway. So I think it's a good combination, good mixed use for that building.
Sure. And I know you had plans for a park dedicated to first responders. Is that still in the works?
Yeah, so where the old police station, when that comes down, mm-hmm. that corner will become a park dedicated to our first responders, yes.
Also last night, Mayor, introduction of your road improvement package, infrastructure improvement package, up to $150 million, gone into finance committee, obviously, but maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
150 or 100?
Well, it's $100 million for roads and infrastructure.
Oh, yeah, and the water and sewer.
Well, we've
been doing a rolling five-year plan on capital improvements across the city for a number of years. And, you know, the five-year plan, the last one that was done was, you know, the road stuff was accomplished in 3 years. And so the DPW under the Commissioner Grazioso and his team are doing an excellent job on getting the work on the street. And I've said, I know publicly and a couple of times, Joe, that we focused a lot when I first get in on school buildings, on other municipal buildings that were in tough shape, obviously the police station. We're waiting on the word on our fourth new school. We've done the Coddington and City Hall. We've done work to all of our parks. So we've done a lot of work on our infrastructure. I think probably the weakest link has been the number of roads we've been getting done a year. We're getting a lot done, but for a city our size, we need to get more done. So this will step up the aggressiveness of the annual projects of water, sewer, gas, and then, of course, the reconstruction of the road itself. And I think it's something that the public is probably happy about, is my guess. It's one of the issues I hear from people on a regular basis is certainly the condition of some of the roads around the city. And I think that we have a good plan, but I think that we need to kind of double down on it and get more done each year.
How many years out would this package carry the city through?
It's a good question. 5 to 10.
Okay.
But, depending how much we get done each year, of course.
Sure. I understand there's a plan to restore Butler's Pond in the future?
Yes. As you probably know, there's been a group in that neighborhood that has been working a number of years to kind of restore Butler's Pond mm-hmm. to a better environmental state. Ecological state, whatever the term you want to use.
Yeah.
You get a lot of wash off that goes in that pond and, it has an adverse effect. You get the phragmita that grows in around it, which is not productive. There are some species of turtles and things living in there, so it's going to have to be done very, very carefully. But yes, we're working with the neighborhood group. In fact, the former pastor of First Parish Church, Sheldon Bennett, is very active in that group.
Mm-hmm.
We look forward to using some of our drainage and sewer rehab money for that. That's a perfect use for that.
Okay.
So we don't have to tap any city funding. That's money that comes from developers.
I see.
We've got a couple of ponds in the city. That one and Sailor's Home aren't too far from each other.
Yes.
And we should be taking care of them.
Yeah, I remember, when the old Central was redeveloped, part of that was to make sure that the runoff did not contaminate Butler's Pond in the back there.
Yeah, that's correct. And that's actually been the problem over the years is the runoff, the way it sits and how we direct the water and so forth. So a lot of that has been dealt with, but now it's actually going in and cleaning the pond, dredging some of the stuff that has fallen in there. I mean, over time you get a lot of, leaves and debris and natural stuff that just goes in, and the same thing happens at Sailor's Pond. And so the water depth itself gets less, and then it has an effect on those species of fish and turtles and things that depend on it. So,
sure.
Oxygen levels is an important part of it as well. That's why we put the aerators in it at Sailor's Pond. But we're a city, but we've got 27 miles of coastline, a lot of marshland, but we also have a couple of neat little features with our ponds. So we want to do a better job in taking care of them.
Mayor, I understand the decision's been made to not hold proms again this year.
Well, I think the decision has been a hard one for everybody, and I know that our superintendent watches closely the guidelines from D.C. at the state level, and it's difficult, and I know our numbers are going up again, in the state, so the prom could be a real cluster.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that for good measure, for all the right reasons, it's tough. I feel for these kids. This is the second year in a row. These kids are losing out on some of the great fun activities of being a junior and a senior in high school. And however, it's public safety, health first. And, nobody's happy about this, but it is what it is.
Yeah. On the positive note, though, kindergartners go back in class tomorrow.
Yes, for all those little kindergartners. It's that's been a tough one because of the space issues. And I know that the superintendent and his team have worked extremely hard with the principals and teachers and staff. As you know, we got everybody else in, so that was the last piece of it, getting them in on a regular basis. And by the way, it's tough to teach kindergarten remotely, so gosh, tough enough when they're in the classroom.
That's,
you know,
right. Just trying to corral cats, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good to talk to you, Mayor. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Joe. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye now.
Bye. Quincy Mayor Thomas Cook, our weekly City Hall update here on AM Quincy.